You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Andrew Cart, IFL TV, probably sponsored by Everlast. I'm here with Mark Tibbs. Mark Tibbs, Mark, you pulled Billy out the corner there. His eye looked really bad. You couldn't open his eye. Was it an easy decision for you?
Well, it's never easy. It's never easy, you know, in a moment like that. I mean, but his leading eye was damaged. I just can't. I've got too much love for the man to send him out there. I asked him to go out there, but, you know. So, yeah, it's difficult. It's difficult for me to talk right now. Yeah.
What did Billy say to you when he came back to the corner about his eye? Did he say he couldn't see, or what did he say to you?
He couldn't see. So, you know, if he can't see, it's his leading eye. It's difficult. Mm. You know, I've been injured myself in my leading eye. It's not very nice.
What was the fight going as planned with you? Because it does seem Billy did have some success with the jab. He was busy with the jab. He was on the back foot. He was moving a lot. Was the fight going to plan?
Well, do you know, for me, he was starting to build momentum. And he got that eye socket. It looks like it's broke to me. He got that eye socket broke, and then obviously, you know, your game falls apart.
I'm going to say, there was a time, I think it was the fifth or the seventh round, when Billy hit one uppercut, and actually Nick Canelo's eye. It looked like Billy changed the tactics up there in the middle of rounds to actually stay in the pocket a little bit longer, throw three, four combinations, yeah, and then get out again. Was that sort of like the switch up a little bit?
Well, you know, we had to try and gain a little bit of respect at times, but, you know, for me, I'd rather kept it long and slick and awkward. Long, slick and awkward, that's what I wanted. But, you know, I guess, you know, Billy's got a fighting heart, and, listen, when someone's walking you down like that, you've got to stand at times, and he come off, he put a good left uppercut in, and a right uppercut left at one out, so, but he done well up until that point, he got injured.
Well, final thing for me then, Mark, what did Billy Joe Saunders say to you? Is he okay, and what did he say to you when he got back to the changing room?
Well, it's a bit private. It's a bit private, and it's not really right for me to say. But it was nothing out of the ordinary. He's gutted. Yeah.
Hey, Mark, won't keep you much longer. I do appreciate your time, and it's good seeing you this week. And hopefully, I'll catch up with you soon.
Good seeing you, Andy.
Thanks very much, Mark. Thank you.
Take care, buddy.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.